All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Houston Rockets Daily. We have episode number 49 of Let's Talk Rockets. We're going to keep it casual. We do have a couple of things I want to talk about. We'll, just kind of spew a little bit about Oprah and Sengun on Paul George's podcast. And then some Rockets weaknesses, because we were talking to Rockets on our show this morning. And I think we talked about this in, our last Let's Talk Rockets, something like that. The bench doesn't worry me. What's up, Joshua? Nice to see you as always. Appreciate you. The bench doesn't worry me. There's so many hoopers on the bench, but just something to keep, something I've got my eye on, rather. Welcome back, man. Hit that like button. Hit that sub button if you guys are new here. We're going to just... So, by the way, if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple, thank you. Leave a review. What's up, Shade? If you guys aren't subscribed or following the show on podcast form, and you want to, the link's down below if you want to listen to it, driving or working out or whatever. But I want to make it a lot more casual, maybe like a talking point or two. I don't really need talking points when talking about the Houston Rockets. So, I think we'll... I want to start making videos again. It's just, I don't know, man. I haven't made a face video in way too long, especially on this channel. But welcome back. We're here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. What's up to my man? Oh, my OGs, Shade and Josh. Maybe tomorrow's Tuesday night. I've got an injury. And I'm like Aaron Rodgers. And I think I can walk with shoes. I can put on shoes on Wednesday. So I've been a little bit crippled. So maybe we do a stream tomorrow, a live stream, watching the game. Because we haven't done that in way too long. It's just been way too long. So let's talk a little bit of the Rockets. I actually don't really have many comments on Oprah and Sengun being on Paul George's podcast, other than it's cool. I love LP. I think he is just really... I mean, he's 21 years old. He's been in the league for three seasons now, and he's just growing so much as a player, obviously. But he's growing so much as a person, as all these young guys are. And I just love the culture. I love the atmosphere right now within the Houston Rockets. But even in general, last season in the Silas era, I still loved, Oprah and Sengun and a lot of these guys. But I do like, obviously, Ime Udoka just changing everything. So, by the way, we got a couple of cats in here. Go live during the game like back in the day. Man, I need to. My issue is I love working at night. I just love working at night. I hate getting my day going. I like easing into my day as opposed to just going grind. And so then, like, once that clock hits, like, 2 p.m., I like just working until, like, 2 a.m. So, Josh, I just got an ingrown toenail. And it was really bad, and it was so disgusting. And they threw four shots into that toe, but we're not here to talk about that. Did a chick eat your toes? Throw anything down below in the chat, because I want this to be more of a conversation here. But one thing we talked about in our last Let's Talk Rockets was the bench. I have some analytics here. Of course, I got rid of the analytics. If my memory serves me right, the Houston Rockets are currently ranked 28th in bench scoring. So you know what? While we're at it, let's just pull up Stat News. I love Stat News. Hey, what's up, LaFolly? Appreciate you pulling up. How we looking? We're looking live. All right. So this is something we talked about yesterday. The scheduling is so bizarre. The Rockets, we've played 14 games, but so many teams have played like 18. Like, I think my Bulls are like 5-13 or 5-14. Like, I think there's a team that's played maybe 20 games or so. So usually one thing I talk about a lot on this and in the show is like, I need 20 games to kind of see what a team's strengths and weaknesses are. But I do think, as Josh is saying right here, the bench definitely could do some work. So our defense is so good. On here, our defensive rating is third. I think on the NBA website, we're number one. The defense will keep us in pretty much every single basketball game. Obviously, you're going to have nights where, you know, a team is just literally on fire and they're about to put up 140 points, 130 points, and there's just not a single freaking thing you can do. So that brings us to scoring in general. If you can see here on the right, the Houston Rockets in general, 109.6 points per game. That's 27th in the league. And then I was looking up bench points because I'm thinking to myself, like, Mr. Johnson, you know, Cam Whitmore is putting up 25 points per game in the G League. So I don't want to go out there and make a trade. And then obviously Amen Thompson is currently injured. So, you know, we're talking on the NBA or Beyond the Backboard show today, and we're, you know, kind of looking at some possible targets for different teams. I'm a huge advocate for the Rockets going after Kelly Olynyk because Jock Landale, you know, here's the thing, man. Jock can play. You know, the dude can play. I just think it's kind of like a, I mean, he has not played good for us this year, but you know, he's in the NBA. He obviously can play. It reminds me like Daniel Tice. The thing is, when we first signed Daniel Tice, I hated it. I hated everything about it. I remember making a video in my mom's office with a microphone that wasn't even plugged in, you know, standing in the back and just kind of making fun of the Rockets for signing Daniel Tice. And it got a lot of backlash because at that time, you know, Daniel Tice's player would be important to us. I didn't get that feeling with Jock. You know, like, he's not playing good. And, you know, I know we're only 14 games into the season, but, like, I kind of feel done with that. Kelly Olynyk's going to give me a little bit of everything. He can shoot. He can space that floor. He's going to play defense. He's a tall, big body. He's not going to get me three blocks a game. But I don't really need, you know, I know the Rockets here are 27th in the NBA in blocks, but you know, Shangoon's balling his ass off. Jabari's balling his ass off. And at the end of the day, we're still top three defense, top five defense, if you want to be stingy with it. So, you know, as far as big men go, rim protectors go, I'm not worried about it because of especially the Denver Nuggets last year winning the NBA championship, the NBA finals, without a, you know, quote-unquote rim protector. Their rim protector was like DeAndre Jordan. And to me, all season long, it was like, this is going to be their issue is – who's protecting that rim, and they just didn't need it because their defense, especially as a team, was just so good. So Kelly Olynyk to me, but we want to be careful with – that's why I like the backup big. Kelly Olynyk should give me double-digit points. And if we scroll down here, you know, our points, nobody off the bench is scoring in double digits. Now, I do think that'll change – once Tari Eason gets fully acclimated into the league or into the season, sorry. But, you know, Tari Eason, especially if he's coming off the bench, isn't going to be getting me 15 points, nor do I need him to get me 15 points. We have a really talented bench. There's just no, like, pure scorer on there. But we have guys who can go out there and get buckets. Tari Eason, Amen Thompson, when he comes back, Jay Sean Tate's going to get you some buckets. Jeff Green's going to get you some buckets. Aaron Holiday's going to get you some buckets. Jacques Landale and also Reggie Bullock, you know, kind of looking like a swing and a miss there, which is perfectly fine. But some bench scoring and scoring in general, if we're just being honest here, because we're only putting up 110 points, which would be great if it was, you know, 10 to 20 years ago. But a backup center like Kelly Olynyk would be perfect. And then, you know, obviously like having KPJ on this team would be absolutely money. But I want to wait until at least the new year of 2024 to fully, you know, make a move for a guard slash scorer because, like you're saying here, Holiday's been a pleasant surprise. And Amen Thompson's played, what, four games for us? Tari Eason's played seven games for us. You know, minute restrictions, yada, yada, yada. I want to give this team at least another month, but those are like some things I'm really looking at, especially in these next three games. What is it? Dallas. I know we play the Lakers as a Clippers. No, Denver. Dallas, Denver, LA, the next three games, big three-game road trip. We're kind of talking about this on the show, or I was talking about this on the show today. You know, if the Rockets go 2-for-1 in that, I think the Rockets are legit, but I think, you know, this three-game stretch is going to tell us a little bit more. I think Jamal Murray might even be back for that Denver game. Luka's playing tomorrow for Dallas, even though he banged up, what was it, his knee. 1-2, you know, I think come back down to earth, but you're still playing, you know, three championship-caliber teams. You're still playing, you know, three top-10 teams here. But if Houston goes 2-for-1, definitely buy stock in, you know, like at least a top eight seed. It really, I mean, it doesn't matter. These are just, you know, three basketball games, but you guys get what I mean here. So bench scoring and scoring in general is something I'm going to be keeping an eye on. Jalen Green, Elprin Shangoon, Freddy Double V's back. Jabari certainly got my attention right now. I mean, he's got my attention in general, but the dudes, I mean, he's having a really solid season in general. He's shooting 50% from the field, shooting 38% from downtown. He's giving me 13 points, pretty much 8 rebounds. He's efficient, and obviously he's clamping up defenders. But more specifically, in the last 4-ish games, he's been on an absolute tear. He got off to an absolute tear to start the season, 17 points, 21 points, 13 points, 12 points. Then he goes through a 3-game stretch of, you know, not shooting the ball well. I don't remember if he was he dealing with foul trouble, or in that Clipper game, he was dealing with some foul trouble. Okay. 20 minutes and 23 minutes. I don't really remember that. Why was Jabari getting 22, 26, 23, 20 minutes in that 4-game stretch there? Anyways, I digress. 14 points, 17 points, 18 points, 16 points, and then the career high 15 rebounds against Denver. You know, I don't think Jabari needs to, you know, obviously we don't need Jabari to be like a crazy scorer, you know, the Aaron Gordon prototype. I would love for Jabari to average, you know, 15 and 8, which he's pretty much ascending to right now in these last 4 games, small sample size, but that would certainly help. Let's go through some chats here. I saw something about, I think it was Miles Turner. Where's that at? Oh, we got a couple in here. Keep throwing in some ideas, opinions, anything you want to hear. All right, look, Folly, we should trade for Alec Burks and Marvin Bagley. Alec Burks was one of those players right before the season started that we are kind of looking at, like Reggie Bullock, you know, when we had an open roster spot that was, you know, like thinking. My issue with Marvin Bagley, I'm all set. But as a Duke bandwagon fan, that kind of excites me. Not something I'm really desperate to do, but if I woke up tomorrow and I saw Marvin Bagley is now a Houston Rocket for the right price, because his stock isn't very high, I'd be like, word. Alec Burks, same thing, man. I like Alec Burks, but I feel like every year some team signs him. He's 32. Wow, that snuck up. I feel like every year somebody signs him, and I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, yeah, you know what? He's going to be a solid, like, end-of-rotation scorer, facilitator. He's going to make an impact. And then I just feel like it always kind of drifts around. By the end of the season, last year he played 51 games with Detroit. He's definitely got to get out of Detroit. Joy Badass texted me, "Today's the last day of our holiday sale, Jackson. Place any order for a chance to get an autographed vinyl or CD from Joy Badass." Went to his concert like 4 years ago. I guess I signed up for texts. Thanks, Joey. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Alec Burks, I mean, I'm looking at these stats here. He's got good stats, man. He's averaged double-digit points pretty much since 2018, 2019. But I don't think he moves the needle for me. I think if somebody got hurt, I would look into Alec Burks. Monty Morris is another one of those players as well, especially being on Detroit, that I'd be like, my buddy Ciro on our show was like, you know, if Fred gets hurt, you know, I feel like you guys are kind of effed. And, you know, the rebuttal for me is like, well, I think, you know, if most teams starting point got hurt, that they'd be a little bit effed. But, you know, he is right with facilitating, scoring, and depth. Having Amon Thompson only play those 40 games has been really tricky. Because obviously I want to prioritize his playing time, and I don't want anybody to get in the way of his development. Alec Burks wouldn't. Monty Morris wouldn't. It's just hard to, like, Aaron Holiday's played so solidly. But, you know, say Fred goes down for a month. Let me know what you guys think about this. Like, if Fred goes down for a month, what's the word? Like, right now I'd be concerned. I would assume we're going to lose a bunch of basketball games because Amon is hurt and Aaron Holiday can only do so much. I think that's, you know, Alec Burks and Marvin Bagley are, and Monty Morris are kind of guys I'm waiting, like I said, until at least 2024 or after or around Christmas to be like, all right, do we really need this? Just because I need Amon Thompson back, and I, you know, we don't really even know much of what his role is, et cetera, et cetera. Play Cam and Nate, need more bench scoring. That will come. Maybe not Nate, but I do think that will come. Miles Turner, I actually don't think is needed at all. excuse me. The Miles Turner trade talk has been going on for, it feels like, at least 4 years now. But I'm all set with that. And I'm just so glad we didn't end up actually signing Brook Lopez, because I don't think that we need it. Elprin Shangoon, eye test and statistically, has been above average on defense. Tate's OG bucket getter and great on defense. We should definitely keep him. Yo, hey, what's up, Thomas Perry? What is good, man? Hope you're doing good. Sorry to comment today on the show. Jeff Green's a great vet. I agree. Oh, that's right. Jabari got benched. Yeah. That's right. Poole has a bad aura. I love Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole is going to be perfectly fine. But as far as Polly's comment here, what about Jordan Poole? The Rockets will not trade for Jordan Poole, I would assume. Especially now that he's tasted what it's like to be a starter, I don't think he would ever. I don't know what the future of Jordan Poole is, but I think it's with Washington. What's up, Carmi? Don't ever mention Poole again. Wow, you guys, everybody hates Jordan Poole. I think the dude is a bucket. I think he will be perfectly fine. Obviously, he has his flaws, and I'm glad that he is currently not on the Houston Rockets. However, maybe a guy like Ime Udoka could install something in him. But Steve Kerr couldn't do that. If Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins, if they couldn't do that to Jordan Poole, I'll let Washington deal with that, man. I've not seen Shangoon's episode with Paul George, but I have seen some clips. Phenomenal English for the context. But yeah, I've just seen like tweets and stuff like that. I'm not a big podcast guy, which is ironic. But yeah, and as Mr. Johnson saying here, he does have zero to little defense, which for us simply is not going to work. Feel like that's all I really had. Hey, what's up, Kerm? Oh God, I can't believe this is a actual. Or I'm thinking of Franz Wagner and or Shangoon discourse that was going on today. Chet or LP? I'm gonna go with LP. I think Chet's a stud. I think he's going to be probably at least 2 to 3 All-Star appearance player, but as far as like building a team goes, I would much rather have Shangoon. I think his skill set's a lot more versatile. It is difficult with Chet because he's played so little. He's done a great job though. 18-8, 2.5 assists. He's on fire right now. He's just absolutely on fire. I cannot find his damn stats. Here we go. 56% from the field, 44% from downtown, which is something he definitely has over LP. 88% from the free throw line as well. But 2.3 blocks per game. I think Chet's a phenomenal player, but I would rather build a team with Elprin Shangoon. If I had a Shea, hell yeah, I want Chet. If I had a Shea, I don't need a Shangoon. Shea and Shangoon would be pretty dope, though. I feel like we can take the sixth seed. Yeah, I agree. I certainly agree. One thing with the Rockets that I love is our youth, and it's kind of like OKC and Orlando right now, especially in the West. Paul George and Kawhi have played every game, haven't they? But like you have guys, LeBron and AD get banged up. Draymond Green gets these suspensions. A lot of the teams in the West, not that they deal with injuries and the Rockets don't, but we're a very young team. And that's where our youth helps us. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Rockets creep on into the sixth seed just because of availability and taking advantage when the opportunity arises. LP literally fired shots at Silas with, Ime is a true professional. The staff is professional. Everything's different. I'm loving it, man. And I'm a big Detroit sport supporter, more so the Lions, just because that was more of how I was raised. My whole dad's – I lived in Northville, Detroit very briefly. So many people, my dad's family is born and raised in Detroit. With my grandpa was born and raised in the city of Detroit. And so I'm not like actively, I know we have a rivalry. I wouldn't really consider it a rivalry. What are they, 2-12 right now? But definitely not rooting on their downfall. But I am not a supporter of Monty Williams. And he rubs me the wrong way. And Steven Silas also rubs me the wrong way. I'm sure they're great guys, but not my kind of coaches. A little too old school for me. So yeah, man, Ime has implemented something completely different. And yeah, you see it now. Coaching matters. Coaching certainly matters. Would you start Tari over Jabari? Does Tari deserve a starting spot? I think it's, I remember seeing this on like Twitter last week. I think it's way too early to have a discourse like that. You know, Tari's still ramping up to speed into a new system with new teammates. So I wouldn't think that would happen for quite some time unless, especially the way Jabari's played in the last four games, the dude's been on an absolute tear. So certainly not, but wouldn't shock me. I don't think that happens at any point in the season unless Jabari, you know, had a similar like he did when he was getting benched, if he did that for like, if that became a consistent issue. But if Jabari can continue to be consistent, I see no reason for that. But you also have Tari Eason getting back to work here. I'm loving this team and the leadership of Freddie. Freddie's leadership's phenomenal. Solid unit that they're buying in and believing in themselves. You love to see it. I love, like, you know, it sucks how little we played, man. I love, you know, in the last win, these guys are just, you know, it was like Jabari's got his arm around LP and they're giving high fives. Everybody's smiling. You know, vibe culture certainly matters. Like we said, coaching certainly matters. And one thing I'm a big proponent is, you know, if people believe in you, whether that's coaches, management, fans, teammates, if you have people who believe in you and you're surrounded by that, give and take, I think that's a huge deal. And the Houston Rockets certainly have that. I can never say this when I'm making a video. The camaraderie. How do you say that goddamn word? How do you even spell it? Camaraderie. Yeah. The camaraderie. Good word. Could we draft Bronny and then get LeBron? Certainly could. Has Bronny been playing? I have not been paying. I need to get back into college basketball, man. I literally do this. I make basketball videos. I have a daily basketball show, and I don't watch college basketball. That needs to change. I watched a little bit on this last Friday because it was a shitty sports day, and I'd rather watch college basketball than Nebraska-Iowa football game. So I need to get back into college basketball. I'm a bandwagon Duke fan. This is a North Carolina shirt, actually, Chapel Hill shirt, but you know, tomato, tomato. Chet for Shangoon or Franz or whoever is just a discourse over the archetype thing. Archetype means nothing. Production does. Well, in that case, I'm going to certainly take Shangoon over both of those two players. But when I think of that, I am thinking archetype as far as winning basketball. Not that Chet or Franz can't contribute or make that difference, but to me, LP is just, I want LP. I'm biased. What's your prediction for the next three games? Mavericks, Nuggets, and then the Lakers. My thing with Derek Lively's injury could be big. If Derek Lively, he's on my fantasy basketball team, so I got to say, I do hope he plays because I'm playing my buddy Sean, and I've got John Morant, you know, and it's just been a long 4 weeks. I can't put John Morant in the IL spot because he's just not technically whatever the issue is. So the last Mavs game I watched, which I think was their last game, they couldn't throw a grape in the ocean. I mean, they literally could not throw a grape in the ocean. So I think they're going to bounce back. I will go, you know, if I had to put money on it, I will go a win over Dallas and a loss to Denver. And God, Goat James and AD Davis. And I hate to say it, 1 and 2. I don't really like it, and I don't really believe in my Lakers. Really trust the Lakers to win that basketball game, but I don't know. I'll switch it. I'm gonna go Rockets over Lakers. I'm gonna go 2-1. If the Rockets go 2-1 in the stretch, we're locked and loaded. Top six is certainly in play. I didn't even know. It would be so different with Bronny and LeBron. It'd be so different. We'd have too many cooks in the kitchen. Moves would need to be made. Upgrades would need to be made. My cousin went to Duke. Oh, hell yeah. Smart cookie. Didn't they lose to the Lakers after being up? This team is going to want that win bad. That's exactly why I changed my answer. And the only reason I have Denver over Houston is, first off, I don't have confirmation on Jamal Murray. Let's just Google it. But I think Jamal's going to play. And we keep beating them. And it's hard to just like, oh, he's close. So, ooh, Nikola Jokic is out tonight. Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray, and Jokic are out tonight. Sheesh. Sucks. Well, there you go, Clippers. Maybe you got an easy win there. Watch the Clippers still lose that game. I watched almost every Mavs game. Their defense isn't good. I just – like, they shot so desperately. Let me find that. Let me find what they shot from three in that. Oh, I was talking about wait, what the hell? Oh, I was reading it wrong. Yeah, I was thinking in their last game against the Clip Show. They shot so bad, dude. They went 9-38 from downtown. Like, they went 9-38. Like, I don't think that's going to happen to them in two straight games. You know? All right, Akuru. Seems like Jock is out. Does this team need a backup? 100%. I'm telling you, man, my man is Kelly Olynyk. We talked James Wiseman. I don't think that's needed or necessary. Just like Marvin Bagley, I'd put them in the same box. Kelly Olynyk's my guy. And I'd love to get like Kelly Olynyk and Colin Sexton, but we have Cam Whitmore and Amen Thompson. You know, Jabari looks good, man. Jabari looks good. You know, he's got an interesting body archetype, and he certainly put on a lot of muscle. A lot of mass this past offseason. Jeff does well, but, you know, we still lack size. You know, the Rockets still lack size. I've been watching these Rocket games. Feels good to support another team. Hell yeah, man. Yeah, Thomas, I think I'm going to – I should live stream this game tomorrow. I got to think of a setup because I got League Pass on my TV because – I got two league passes because on my TV with YouTube TV, it's only like $15 a month. And I hate, like, you know, going on your laptop and then plugging it into the TV. Like, I'd rather like have, what's up, Vento? How you doing, buddy? But I hate having like my laptop inaccessible for however long I want to watch sports. Like I said, I like working at night. So, you know. I don't know what I would do. I move this. There's not much in my apartment. I move this over there. I don't have a coffee table. I just watch on my TV. But I love just like kicking back, watching. My favorite thing about League Pass, first off, is I don't live in Houston or Chicago, so I can watch every Rockets and Bulls game I want to. And the blackout games are the Miami Heat, and I have zero interest in the Miami Heat in general. And I would not watch the Miami Heat unless they were playing Chicago or Houston or maybe Los Angeles or Golden State. Those are my four roto teams. But I love League Pass at, like, you know, when I'm, you know, chilling for the night, or I get home and it's like 12 o'clock or it's 11 o'clock and we got a West Coast game on. I can just sit back and throw that thing on and just chill. Throw on some hockey during the intermissions. Hell yeah. I'm telling you, dude, on YouTube TV, they got it hooked up. They got it hooked up. another laptop. That'd be crazy. I was thinking about getting a new phone, another like phone recently, but that gig kind of fell through. So, okay, question. Since the Bulls are kind of falling apart, would it be cool to get Drummond and/or Caruso? I don't really hate the idea of getting Caruso on the Rockets. It would be a steep price, a first round pick. And, you know, I don't hate the idea of it. I like the idea of it. Let me fix it. I love the idea of it, but the logistics of it, I don't know if it's. What's that website where they have your roster? Is it Hoops Grid or Hoops Hype? I mean, I think it might be Hoops Hype. Let me just get this roster in front of me. Because like I keep saying, man, the whole Cam Whitmore and Amen Thompson not being here and the injury just makes me. I like these ideas. Where's the goddamn roster? Give me a freaking roster, man. So I want to see a roster. Oh, you guys can't see this. Fuck off with the ads. Holy shit. They're like, you can get an ad on some of these websites, and it's like the fucking fourth of the screen. It's like, what if you blew me, you know? Depth charts. Fucking A. Finally. Oh, my God. This is pissing me. Just show it on the screen so you guys can understand my anger. I like the idea of Drummond though. Like fucking load. There we go. God damn it. All right. There we go. Who'd be the odd man out? Somebody would be traded in that situation. Who are you gonna trade? Who are you going to give up in that? Would it be Jay Sean Tate? Ugh. God, trade logistics make me antsy. Penguin for most improved. Ime Fricati. Jimmy is not must-watch hoops unless we're in the playoffs. I agree. Capella's not bad at all. I've seen that once or twice. Caruso would be nice, man. But at what cost? We got Oladipo and Landell to at least get Drum and Caruso. And a first-round pick. I'm not hoarding first-round picks. I don't really. You build picks through the draft. You build teams through the draft. And I think we're chilling at this point. I think we got our guys. So that is interesting. Depot will be traded at some point. What are they going to get for it? Interesting. Caruso would be redundant once our rookie starts to play. What I like is his ability in the backcourt, but or defense. That's not a flaw for the Rockets right now. They're defending the perimeter especially great right now. So, yeah, I don't think it'll happen. Drummond would be nice. I do like Andre Drummond. All right. That's it for tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed it once again. As always, these are available on streaming platforms. We're trying to get to 250 viewers. So check that link down below or type in Let's Talk Rockets on your streaming site of choice. And we'll see you at some point tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. Have a great rest of your night, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.